You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
Good evening, TNT. It's your boy, Mr. Committed, and you're tuned into the best frequency that one can ever tune into in Port of Spain, 106.5 FM, on you on the Inside Hub. Friday edition, the best edition there is, and I say that without fear of contradiction. Hey, TNT is Friday, though. Where is it good? Last week, you guys were so good to me. With so much engagement, my Sensi Kyrie was proud. But before, if you're just wondering how long we was taking to come on air, because my Sensi was grueling me. Grueling, I mean, I wish I could not have replayed what took place, but if you were seeing us on camera, it was a lot of gestures. Gesticulation was taking place. Let me shout out my brethren colleague. We miss you, my brother. Shout out to my wife, Andrea, and my brethren Elijah. But colleague, somebody bring pork for you, boy. But the pork is cake. The pork is cake. Listeners, I mean, today we're going to have a nice discussion, as you usually do one, because we're going to, a topic is going to be current affairs. And I loved how the Carrie in her Overdrive segment laid the foundation as to what is taking place in our educational system. When you would see the minister indicated there's an uptake in violence in classroom with a teacher present, and that is very important, eh? And I know many of you would have called when she asked the question, hey, do you think who is responsible? The parents take responsibility legally or otherwise, and person say yes, some person say no. Because some of us, if you've been real, when we leave home, love you mommy, love you daddy, love you granny, as we hit that school gate, it is something resembling a saint but not a saint. But there's a case happening right now in the United States, where our prime minister is in route to, where a man is being charged while his son is deceased. But his son was responsible for a school shooting. And the state, I think, which state it is, I can't recall, but if you guys are listening, give me a call, let me know. But he's being persecuted for his son's action. So, I mean, it's serious, eh? And then thinking about it, it could be unfair and it could be fair to some, because on the flip side, the parents who lost children during that shooting, you know, they will never get back their child. And then the parent who child did the act, he can control every movement. But on a lighter note, while you were in school, what is that teacher's name who, when you see coming on the corridor, used to make you, Prince, you come in. Oh, somebody come in. What was that teacher's name? And what method did they use to instill respect and fear into the students in the classroom? Let me know, 625-2257 or 627-3223 or send your WhatsApp 306-1065. What is that teacher's name, if you can recall? And what method did they use to instill fear and respect within the classroom or any ceremony corridor coming down? Hey, look, so come in, boy. And you're strict. Because I didn't grow up in a time where corporal punishment was... Well, I get licked in school, eh? As a matter of fact, I get licked so bad, you know, when teacher pull her pants. So all your body contours printing. And she take that guava whip, Miss Kathleen, God rest her soul. The myth was she used to dip that guava whip into horse pee and let it soak. And then when she come in class, who talking? Because you had when you're going through the school system, you have evening to sleep now. When you get her licks, you can't sit down, you know. And she telling you, sit down. Because if you don't sit down, you're getting more licks. I want to hear what was the method long time, because that issue in which the minister highlighted is not an isolated one, you know. To me, in this angle, it is actually a societal one, because we don't have respect for authority. Let's remove the teacher and let's remove the children. Do we have respect for police in Trinidad and Tobago? Let's remove the police and let's remove ourselves. Let's go into parliament. Do our leaders have respect for one another? So let's remove that. What sort of conversations our parents, well, our children will see us, will be privy to when we're talking about those in authority? But then we want them to behave themselves. Are we setting the right example? But again, I'm so happy to be here this afternoon, because I was telling Caribbean to abort a mission. But the mission, I don't think it was aborted. But I think we have to, demonstrate a different agenda for our mission today. But I'm asking you, when you were in school and you were timing, some what school you went and what was that teacher name, that principal name who literally would have instilled some level of fear while respect? So when you see them coming down on the corridor, you're like, nah. In Holy Cross, for me, was Mr. Rez. He didn't cut, you know, he's a beat us. But there was a way in which he spoke to your boy. And he had community service. So lunchtime, all the box lunch that men leave on the field, all the rubbish, you had to go clean it up before your class start. And nobody wanted the community service. None. Because right before that, school gone over and you had to go to Rima to meet girls now. So that kind of sweaty vibe, wasn't it? 625-2257 or 627-3223 or your WhatsApp at 306-1065. I think there's a WhatsApp.
Good afternoon, Rima on the line. Well, two things I remember from when I was young.
Big up, Rima.
One of the things that helped preserve that respect for authority was that when big people sit down to talk,
children
had to go one side.
True.
Go and play in the next room or go and play outside.
I get
you
that.
You wasn't part of adult conversation, so you never felt like you were equal to an adult.
Yes, correct.
Anyway.
Correct.
And that way too, even in the community, if the parents have something bad to say about a teacher or a policeman or somebody in a position of authority in the society,
yeah,
the children will not overhear that conversation and lose respect for
true.
That person.
Very, very true.
And that is one of the things that I think that has lost nowadays. Because now everybody wants to be their child friend and forget that they had to be their child parent. The next thing that I would want to see, that, so different that, you know, is that long ago, even though nobody had telephones and nobody had cell phones, everybody was looking out for each other. And I remember a few times as a little boy, you know, going to pick mango in back street, and by the time I reach home, my mother didn't know where I was and asked me why I went there.
Yeah.
But now everybody has cell phone, camera phone, and all kind of thing, and people still don't know what they're trying to do. Something wrong with that.
Yeah, yeah. Arima, thanks for that contribution. 625-2257 or 627-3223. Or send your WhatsApp like Arima, 306-1065. Yeah, what was long time? Yeah, I heard a lot of stories. We didn't have no WhatsApp. We didn't have them kind of thing, but your parents had some kind of GPS. That community, Mako, that relay line was amazing. Good evening, caller. Talk to me, you're live.
Hey, good evening, bro. What's up?
Hey, my brother, how great and Willie?
Yeah, man. I did, boy, just cool. You hear this now? Actually, we're not too sense in your conversation.
Tell me.
Pulling about five of them, for want of a better description, the grimy children, the ones who in the thing.
Right.
And bring them in the studio, man.
That's a good idea, no?
Bring them in the studio, the ones who literally on suspension or whatever, and have that conversation
with them,
and you know, guide the conversation.
That's so really excellent, really.
Anyone only, Davey, Carrie, and
Kyrie, go bomb me them.
Yeah, boy.
But when I look,
you only talking to one another. Are we talking about long time? And we talking about the authority, supposed to say,
but talk to the president, those who need to.
So pull them in now, probably for next week or something, line it up.
Yeah.
And bring about five of them and have them in the studio watching. You'll get some change, you know. They might look wrong in that studio and be interested and stuff like that. Let me see what happened. That's my contribution.
Well, before you go, what was that teacher name or somebody in your school that caused fear and respect when you see them coming on the corridor, boy? Like, what did they do?
Well, I have a different take, you know. You should talk to Davy and Carrie on my take on that. That was respect, you know.
It was fear.
You ain't getting nothing last night, Lex, boy, if you understand. I wasn't I didn't like that, Lex. I pray. I am not a supporter of this government. Everybody know that. But
right.
This is Kamala Pasabi, sister. Thanks for taking away that corporal punishment. I hate it. In closing, you know, it had a fella, I wouldn't call his name, in my time in primary school, I'm 55 years old.
You sound like 20, boy.
Yeah?
You sound like 20.
Thanks. He get relics. When I say relics,
right.
That's what you're talking about, and the exceptions to the rule, or there was better fate and whatever. You know, he was one of the first fellas to end up with a AK-47 after he left primary school in Trinidad and Tobago. I did never like Alex partner. That's why I tell. So I the wrong person to really had Alex on.
Thanks, Willie. And you know, licks, I get relics, and I never had an AK-47, I had mouth and my skin became reptile-ish because now became immune to the licks. But as we now mentioned there, you think corporal punishment was the start of the decline for where we lost respect for authority, or what Tarima mentioned? We started treating our children like if they are our friends and not letting them know their time and their place, and no respect for authority is out the window. 625-2257 or 627-3223-306-1065 at WhatsApp. What was your experience in your time, and what did teachers or those in authority did that you had respect or fear for them? And as you go into that, there were some trending articles I want to bring before your attention, but I think there's a call on the line. Caller, let's chat. Let me hear your experience. Talk to me.
I have experience. I'm a great grandmother.
Great granny.
My first great grand.
Uh-huh.
20 years.
Okay.
20, and I have about 28 grand and about 28.
Wait. Hold on, granny. You said 28, you know?
Yes, I have 4 teenage children. But if I tell
no
you,
TV.
The worst, everybody blaming Kamna Patek, making it come out from school. Dr. Rowley had 9 years there to put it back. They never tell him put it back. He could have easily put it back. He was doing faster than Kamla. Because he will hear him when they wouldn't hear Kamla, because he know how to talk to them. They never tell him to put it back. You young, you're going to remember, but I old, so I could remember.
Go ahead.
A man went in school in El Cico and chopped up a child in front of an Indian big belly teacher. The woman was pregnant. And the amount that chopped that child get, that baby. You know why I know?
Tell me.
My friend was older than me, about 20 years. And she had two teachers in her children. And one son-in-law. And the school where they went, her daughter was teaching there. And that Indian teacher, when that child born, same amount of cutlass that child get, they saw that baby come out from that lady's womb. That lady had to run up and down. The child, I could tell you where the child teaching now, but I don't want to do that.
Thanks.
She's still teaching. Somewhere in Mokowa for some reason, make a grand section.
All right.
And I don't know these people saying, you think that we had copper punishment in school, so you know how much of that dead? But these ignorant parents, you know how much of that dead? Gentlemen, you can't give what you have. If you have training, you can't give children training. You have to have training because you have to know right from wrong. And the people don't know what is right from what is wrong.
What is wrong?
You know, problem now. We are talking to a vexer now. My problem now is that young man come to meet me now. With no training, 20 years. Because where he was working, he lose the work. I'm a big house here all by myself. I never take internet because I can't use it. I'm blind.
Yeah.
I can't use internet. And I like my little cable. I like to listen to my little thing overseas.
Right.
And they forced me to take internet for me to get cable. If I didn't have cable, I wouldn't have nobody in my house. Because the one cable. So I have problem.
Sawa, thank you so much for that contribution, because as you said there, a point that I'm taking very seriously is that you can't give what you don't have. And if you don't have training, then what happened next? Caller, good evening. You're live. Tell me.
Good afternoon, boy. I guess you're
right. Happy birthday. Hey. To you, bam, 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 happy birthday, hey, to you, hey, talk to me.
Jesus,
yes, man, give him praise, that's right.
Give praise unto the Lord Jesus Christ, for
yes,
he our common Savior, man.
Yeah, man. But give thanks on your birthday. Give thanks. Big ups to that. Happy birthday, my brother. And we worship and thank God for Jesus. Guys, I mean, we are discussing that, and I was now going into the trending headlines. But it's up. The question is still there. Very light discussion. What happened in your days while in school that a teacher or a principal or whoever caused or instilled fear and respect to you at the same time? Caller. Caller, good evening.
A pleasure. evening.
Good evening. Well, voice.
I had a disciplinary father from home, a long time principal. You know, Daddy Tamran Whip.
Right.
Over 55, right?
Right.
Daddy Tamran Whip and he go over Whip and thing.
I
stopped getting licks first among the four brothers because I know I see where I get licks, so I stopped getting licks at. But in that time, they didn't want to be there, they could have talked there, but that was the era of those days.
True.
And them days, yeah, my father sharing licks at home, where we get licks home was licks in school, and those are the carry.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, that licks thing have a different kind of. I decided that I am beating my child. I never had 2019 and 20. And only once, one of them got a little few hands spanked once. And daddy allowing second one, he feels like so bad. So he never, you got, yeah, he never.
A palm slam, you say, you know?
And I go up like that, and that was it. But here what I made them do too. From the time they start to crawl and thing,
right.
I let them know that every action have a reaction. If you pull along a table,
mm-hmm.
you pull along a table, you're getting like, and you know it have a consequence.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I did two of them, well, the 18 months apart, so I did the bigger one come out the bathroom. Mm-hmm. They were going preschool. And he take water in the mouth and he spray it on your brother's shirt. Take any mother, give me, you know what I do? I take this shirt on your brother and I put it on his back. He cried from Princess Tonga Sampan. When he read by the school, he went partner and see him crying. He stopped crying. And from that day,
yeah.
he never wet his brother's shirt to the water in his mouth again. Come on, the batchman laughing. And your brother crying.
No, I like that.
I tell you, do it because I met us. Well, I know they like.
Yeah.
Kind of restrain. Never that say happen. You have to do your work so and so get it. And that is why I grew up. I did not share like. But I said, to me, that times I get licks when they can't talk to me.
Right.
Yeah, it's right. So I believe, but you know, that thing I look at, but we're not real challenging position now because them trainers fear police, they fear army, they fear nobody. So we, and I don't know, we are really treated this thing in a holistic way
mm-hmm.
and get everybody on board. We need to get the councillors, MP, all the religious leaders of all different villages, I think,
yeah.
have a kind of group and a committee to kind of oversee. Have all hands on deck and the elder between them. We have to get together.
All hands on deck.
Leave it and criticize the younger one and think our house girl. What gonna happen when we leave here with grandchildren we in trouble? If we go them up straight, they will get robbed and think of these other not really miscreants, but these children not guided that they're supposed to be guided.
Yeah.
Blessing, yeah.
Thanks, man, fast track. And you know what you did there, you taught them every reaction has an equal and probably opposite reaction. And I would put this point there. Is it that when we remove corporal punishment, what was the reaction as a result of that? So if you get trouble in school, last time when I was in school, they will tell you, go and stand up outside. And that was it. 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and you go back and sit down. So there wasn't any real reaction, as you said, when you would have put on the shirt on your son, who would have read down his brother's shirt and let him wear it. In school these days, you don't have that kind of, that reaction based on what you do. It's either you get suspended, you go home, you come back, but then you go home. What happens at home? Is your parents available to take a day if it's a single parent home? That's not happening. But let me hear you guys. 625-2257 or 627-3223. And as we're going through the headlines, one particular headline stood out to me. And it's about 5. I want to discuss this within the hour. U.S. Embassy issues advisory on SOE. And they said certain areas are prohibited from travel. Lavantil, Betham, Sealots, Cookreet, and the interior of the Queen's Park, Savannah. And then went on to say, avoid these locations in the night as well, Downtown, Port of Spain, Fort George, and what they call Queen's Park, Savannah again. So with that, for me, it made sense that I kind of understand where they were going with this Zoso bill in terms of clamping down on certain areas. But that's concerned because none of the U.S. could tell their travelers stay from these areas. Then it means that probably with these also, these areas would have been on somewhat of a lockdown. And of course, with the current SOE that we have in place, the Commissioner of Police could actually instill particular curfews and restrict persons' movement. And that was something that came to my attention. I said, let me share this with you guys this afternoon. And then number two, of course, we're talking about the PM's school violence comments spark backlash. And we're discussing that, and I like the fact how we actually sharing our experiences and how we treat our children at home. I recall at a point in time, there was a time in school where I myself was on, I wasn't the best of students. So some people will tell you that I was a bully. And then, of course, you know, you make amends because there was proper guidance for me to understand how you resolve issues. But these things have been happening quite some time. Like, you watching the kind of fights these people are having in school or what students are having in school. It's not fight just for fight's sake, you know. It's not busted and done, you know. Like, they watching their fellow students or their classmates and want to fight until that person have no more motion, you know. Think about it. Think about what is happening, and is it really that the issue is that the children are out of hand, or is it a reflection of our society? Because Arima again starts off the ball rolling. When you think about it, nowadays, long time when you see a police officer, and yes, we will say some of them make it bad for themselves, but when you saw a police officer, you had respect for them. That's on the decline. Sometimes you would have seen in different offices within our country leadership position, you would have seen persons respecting the office and doing their best to uphold that style. But you ain't seen it anymore. So now when it comes to the school, we are coming down so hard on the children, forgetting that, hey, they are probably just showing us who we really are and what we look like. Think about it. It is something to really think about. So in actually going through this motion, I will take more cause and more contribution, because is it that they are reflecting who we are? 625-2257 or 627-3223. Let me know your contribution. But before, hold on it. It's a call. Talk to me. Good evening.
Hi.
Hi, hi.
You hearing me, please?
Yeah, we hearing you.
Yeah. I want to ask a very simple question, right? Have we ever thought about sitting down with these children involved in the violence in schools and asking them the question, why did you engage in violence? What is prompting the violence? There has to be something that is prompting the violence. I personally believe that our children are very frustrated at the society as a whole. They're frustrated not being able to cope with their schoolwork. There are several things I think that's frustrating the children. And when people are so frustrated, they either fight or they engage in flight, as we call it. Flight.
Yeah. Flight or fright. Fight or flight.
I think this is happening, but we need to sit down and do some in-depth interviewing with these children who are involved to understand why it is that they are fighting in school. Really and truly, why it is they are fighting in school. The second thing is that I believe that you know, the schools have, in a sense, given up also on these children.
Why I say that? Yeah.
Because when I talk to teachers, I do so fairly often.
Mm-hmm.
They just tell me, they say, boy, look, I prefer to go to school. I go and sit down in my in the staff room when these children behave like that, and I don't go in the class at all. Yeah, I'm telling you, teachers tell me that. I give up. I cannot deal with it. So the teachers themselves do not have that aspect of classroom management that is necessary. Now, there's only one more point I want to make. We are trying to change the behaviors of children, right?
Right.
Pastor has made a point of how he changed the behavior of his child. Maybe that can be done. But behaviors emanate from beliefs. And if we do not know what beliefs are leading to behaviors, and if we do not attack the beliefs of the children, we are not going to change behaviors. For a while, you're going to get a change in the behaviors. But the belief system, the belief system, which is about values and everything else, right? And I rather emphasize the word belief.
Yeah.
Belief leads to behavior. What are the beliefs of these children that is causing and prompting the behaviors? So, you know, I think that the problem can be dealt with. I think that the problem can be managed. You know, fortunately, we have not reached a point. Well, you know, like in the United States, kids are going to school with guns and shooting down 12 and 15 children and so on. Thank God we are not at that point, and I hope we never get to that point. But, you know, matters like these left unattended to can lead to some circumstances that, you know, we'll get in the future.
That's very true.
In-depth psychological analysis has to be done. Get into the minds of these children. You know, understand. I think that anyone is capable of change.
And I agree.
Right. Yeah.
And with that, I thank you very much for your contribution because we have to go to the break. But here's what. Call back 625-2257 after the break. But stay tuned. The Inside Hub Friday Edition will be right back.
We honor faith, family and community with our traditions, our stories. Ramadan. Join us as we journey through the history of masjids in Trinidad and Tobago. Discover cherished recipes and explore the deeper meaning of this holy month. Tune in every Monday at 8 p.m. on CNC3 and listen to Freedom 106.5 FM daily as we shine a light on the historical beauty and significance of Ramadan. Our traditions, our stories. Ramadan is brought to you with the compliments of Sheikh Lisha Limited, Maruf PVC Professional Construction Limited, TMM Islamic Store, and Tandoori Hut.
Power up your Saturdays with Gary V's electrifying energy on Speak Your Mind Saturdays. Here, you're not just tuning in, you're transforming the show into a vibrant tapestry of opinions, laughter, and spirited debates. Get set for a day packed with the fun, the burning issues, and Gary V's infectious personality. Join the fun, fuel the conversation, speak your mind. Saturdays with Gary V on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Are you tired of missing out on the latest news and updates on what's going on around you? Well, get ready to stay informed like never before with CNC3 7 p.m. News Live. Tune in every day at 7 p.m. and stay ahead of the game with the most accurate and reliable news coverage. The 7 p.m. News Live on CNC3, covering your world.
When the issues matter, the conversation starts here. From politics to the economy, from social justice to national development, nothing is off the table. Weekdays, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m., Davy Marie brings you the Morning Rumble on Freedom 106.5 FM. Hard-hitting topics, informative, credible guests, experts who don't just talk, they break it down. If you want clarity, accountability, and real discussion on the issues shaping your day and your country, there's only one place to be. The Morning Rumble, weekday 6 to 9 a.m. on Freedom 106.5 FM. Speak your mind.
AmCham TNT's Women Leadership Conference is back Friday, March 13th, 2026 at Hyatt Regency. Come be inspired by dynamic speakers, engaging discussions, and impactful networking opportunities. This event is for everyone, women and men who believe in gender equity. Register now at www.amchamtt.com. Guys, welcome back to the Inside Hub. With an engaging conversation is your host, Mr. Committed. And we're discussing a lot of things, but we've been focusing on your time in school and in terms of who was that teacher and what did they do to instill some kind of fear and respect to you? I want to know. Good evening, caller. Talk to me. Good evening.
This is your lady again. I didn't go to school. I go to school in St. Vincent.
In St. Vincent. Okay, okay.
I'm a Vincentian. Came here at the age of 21 years.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, you see this kid thing? Who mm-hmm. does make kids? Who does have kids?
Goats.
Goats does have kids.
Right.
And everybody following America and calling the children kids. And everybody know goats. In my time, mm-hmm. if you're stupid, your people used to say you're stupid like a goat.
You're stupid like a goat, right.
Yes, and his only goat could make kids. You right. had to call the children.
Call them children.
I used to have children walk from on the Santa Cruz all over to the Quebec.
All 20 of them?
Huh?
It's all 20. How much children do you have?
I don't have 20 children.
How much children do you have, Granny?
My grandchildren. And my great-grandchildren. Okay. At that time, I'm telling you, children used to walk.
Right.
I had three because I had a broken marriage.
Okay.
So I had three children. When I leave, I would come on this spot on here. Mm-hmm. Three children. And I used to walk from on the old road here to the Quezzy. With my bus pass, I could go down in the terminus and bike to go to after school in Aruka. Every morning, they had to walk, and every evening, they walk up back. I had to make me bake when they come put something in for them to go to school. I wasn't getting free food. Free breakfast. I couldn't go and sit down in the rum shop to go in and drink a beer. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Everybody just could leave the work and go and sit down and drink a beer without the children to supervise.
Yeah.
That is what's wrong with the children and them. They Just imagine I coming home and had to meet you home. Sometime when I think I had a certain time, I had to go back to night school down in the second street. Boy, for me to tell you,
mm-hmm.
because by a certain time, I couldn't keep up with them with their education because I leave school at fifth standard, but they had them open the class in it.
Mm-hmm.
They take me out.
Okay.
So I had to open the book to see what I could help them with.
Yeah.
And wake them for the morning to do what they have to do. They have to go down the hill and bread, come back up. The children is too happy.
Hmm.
And the parents are happy because when they come from work, they could go and sit down and drink a beer. Then they have no children to supervise. But all the blaming comes now because she take beaten out of school. Beat your children for yourself. You had one? I'm gone.
Thanks, Rani. And you know, as you mentioned that you left school at standard 5. Yeah, I remember my grandmother left school at standard 5 too, and she had to learn to read at home. Actually, her husband, before she died, taught her how to read and write. And seeing that you had to help your children pick up the book, and that's commendable. But the point, as she said, we blaming the Prime Minister for removing corporal punishment. That's fair? Caller, good evening.
Hi, good evening.
Hey, I know this boy. My brother, colleague, talk to me.
Well, this had to be the most popular inside hub because I call in about 20 times. Could finally talk to my brethren.
Blame Kaivi.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello. Why are you not here?
Talk to me, bro.
Right, well, I want to agree with the lady who just spoke in terms of where we playing the blame now, boy, because we living in Trinidad and Tobago was governed by 6, 7, 8, 9 and all the gangs.
Right.
And why is our expectation that the children wouldn't follow a violent life? If the adults that they're seeing, especially the adults that they're seeing with money and gold and all of the flashy things.
Yeah.
You understand? They belong to gangs. They belong to violence. And they're seeing violence every week. So why is our blame towards the government and the lack of corporal punishment when gangs literally not run any country but can't control anything now, bro?
Yeah, yeah. Huh. I mean, thanks for that contribution, bro. Because when you look at it, what we see on social media is a flashy lifestyle of gangs being successful. They're making music, they're looking good. And it's really... That's a good point. I'll come back to that point. Call a good evening. Talk to me.
Hey, one more chuck again.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I want to answer your question in terms of who I had that fear for, but it wasn't the fear for the lecture. It was my two English teachers in the two forms, Form 4 and Form 5. What happened, I was good at English. And they used to tell me, I had one teacher in particular, she used to say, when it, God, I had already registered for CXC, was either that NAC now.
So right.
That is the one where if you don't get a certificate unless you pass all the subjects. And I didn't pass all the subjects, so I never knew what passes I have. That's something I had to go and check out right now. But I was good at English. And what she used to tell me is that if I do an English again, go and do English again. And she say, you do GCA English. And I said, GCA English harder to pass than math. And she had a faith that I would have done well in GC English. So that teacher who used to talk to me, that the one I used to straighten up for if I see them. There was utmost respect I have for them because of how they used to communicate with me, you understand?
Oh, so the communication made you respect them. Yeah, okay.
Right.
I take that.
So if I do interpreters, I'll straighten up myself and walk straight, you know, fix my shirt, whatever. You know, when I see that teacher because of how they used to communicate with me, it wasn't because I know whip soaking horse piano. Right.
Thanks a lot, Willie. And I like that because I had a teacher by the name of Miss Judy Chase, and I had a crush on her. But what it was, when she spoke to me, I could have tell that she wanted the best for me. The best that, yeah, it's Caribbean. Stay out, Caribbean. Come on, come on.
You had a crush.
Oh, my God.
You feel that in here? Say, I heard what you say. Mikhail, I heard that.
Yes, yes.
You had a crush on a teacher?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
And that crush was positive because what happened afterwards, I changed my life within Form 3 from there. Became a prefect and I'm kind of thinking. I was suspended three times.
You know what?
I was due for expulsion.
Wow.
But best, the system didn't give up on me.
Best you take this call. Best you take it. Yeah, best you take it. Take it, take it.
Caller, good evening.
Evening, Kyrie. Them does be going to school for the wrong thing, you know.
Hey.
I'm telling you. You understand? I'm telling you. You know, you understand why I'm telling you?
No. What is this?
Wow.
Them going to school for the wrong thing. That teacher inspired him to, you know.
To be better. Because if I'm to share, colleague, when you left school and you adopt a mentality, be them like or something, you want to share more on that or are we good
no,
there?
No.
All right, no problem. I appreciate your call, brother. And, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting. We just about 40 minutes to the top of the hours at 7 o'clock where the CNT 3 major news will be there. But I love any discussion. And as I was going through the headlines, we saw that the opposition leader mentioned that, and I'm going to quote from him. Very often, they are the manifestation of difficulties at home. You know, hardship, emotional trauma, and social pressures that young people struggle to acknowledge. She argued that the role of government should be to support struggling students. You think that while we have these systems in place, but are no guidance counselors, and they are lacking in our system, eh? Because the same way how that teacher would have mentored me and spoke to me and got me on track, you think that the overall approach, not blaming the government to raise your child, but do you think, because we cannot deny the fact that there are some single parents who are doing their very, very best. Eh? And I mean, because if we blame them, then we have to go back to say, well, where was the father? And it's a lot of issues if we start to peel it back. But I don't think that we should be pressuring the children in this way, but we should really look at what we, the adults, the example we are setting. Because I sure a child could tell you that my mother or father like the police because the police is terrorists. Think about it. I do reflect that view, but just telling you how people will think, and then we wonder why they have no respect for authority. When I was fighting in school a long time, I waited until after school. Why after school? Because there is no adults present there. No, they're fighting in your face. Where did that destruction part start? 625-2257 or 627-3223 or 306-1065. Do we lack parents like Kyrie who will do what they have to do and get a cutter and say, if you play mad, I will deal with your matters? Where that gone?
When I reach home, I go deal with you. You remember that?
I remember that Charlotte Street out there walking, pick up my mother. And I train her tantrum because I wore that thing in the store. I was at shoes or some kind of thing. Give me a pinch and she said, I'll cut your tail when I reach home.
And you see, with that smile too, eh?
I never talk after that, you know? I was praying she forget. And then when she beat me, it's in syllables. And I tell you about the pinch. That's so cool. Thank you, Cola, talk to me.
Yeah, good. Evening.
Good evening, Sabatrice.
Kari, yeah.
Talk to me, bro.
I want to disagree with a position I've heard for years.
Go ahead.
Well, first of all, let me say this thing about a village raising a child is like a medicine you could buy, but you can't buy again. So don't even talk about it. Mm-hmm. Right? Don't pass it on. Well, you could pass it on. Well, it used to be that way. But don't waste time lamenting on that. That's not coming back.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually illegal to ban people. People are very, you know, difficult with that. You talking to their children, and in any case, I don't want to be talking to anybody, to any stranger's children.
Mm-hmm.
In a school context, of course, that's your job, right?
Right.
Me, when I was in the system. But the thing I totally disagree with that I've been hearing again for a long time is, look at the parliament, and look at the politician, and look at this one. And children are not looking at these things. They're not listening to the news to see, let me see how the prime minister and the leader of the opposition is behaving so I will know what to do. They are modeling the behavior in their homes and their communities and from children around them, largely. Of course, additional influences, right?
Right.
But for many years, people have been saying, look what the prime minister say, and I'm talking about many years across several prime ministers. Eh?
Right.
We're not going political with this, right? But and sometimes they went political with it. A child from a particular area, let's say Dorbasa Trace, it largely supports the UNC most of the time, all the time, in fact. Would watch a PNM prime minister and say, as a parent, somebody would say, well, he's getting on so because the prime minister is getting on so. And nobody in that house there cares what that PNM prime minister, how he's behaving.
Right.
They're not even talking about that. They have other things to do. And similarly, it went the other way too.
Right.
So I'm saying people just copping out. You are not there to guide your child properly, and you're looking for everybody to blame.
To blame.
Thank you, Mr. Committed.
Thank you, Sir Patrice. And I like that contribution. And a part of it I want to disagree with too, because I think that the culture and the leadership sets the tone of how the country should go. And you have a point. So I will categorize it. I will say that the behavior of the children is not 100% the responsibility of those in government and is not a reflection of them. But I will put them in the bracket of additional influences, because now you would see if the leaders are behaving that way and the adults doing that way, there's a whole culture of do what you want, but then I have to agree. But I'll continue afterwards. Caller, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Nice show.
Thanks, man.
Mr. Dorbasa Trace, you announced your number this morning. Boy, we didn't get it. I wish you could announce it back right once, Mr. Dorbasa Trace. I really want to talk to you. And next thing, too, let me tell you something. It takes a village to grow a child. You remember those days?
He no mentioned that.
Right. It takes a village to grow a child.
But you see, you do agree with it, do it?
Your neighbor makes every child doing something wrong in the school, and your neighbor want to beat you, you want to fight you, you want to help you. So there's discipline, tolerance, gone out the door.
How do we get it back?
Gone out the door. Long time when you see a police officer, you're in fear.
Yeah.
That police officer will stand up and talk to you. So once you see somebody in a uniform, like how you just see your teacher.
Yeah.
And you went through that. I am 64 years old. And I have teachers who did something else. I was like, do me their respect, total respect.
Total respect, yeah.
I take a drink, I smoke a cigarette. But up to now, at this present time, it's have elders in my community. I live in Bish.
I got Bish one time.
I take a cigarette in front of them.
Different time, different era, respect. And I appreciate that. And now if you see a police door, you might have fear, you know. You might wonder, I wonder if they're going to get my ticket or if they are good police or not a good police. But going back to Mr. Pinal, is Pinal your friend? Talking about that point, we have to look at the fact that and to the guy who just called, forward your number. So we can forward Sebastian Tree's number to you so you can connect with him. We can facilitate that. Send some messages on WhatsApp 306-1065 so we can have make that connection there for you. Yeah, I mean, looking at it, we coming down to the hour. I mean, I think there's something for me to read, but my sensei will let me know. Or we're going to a break and we will certainly be right back with the Inside Hub.
When the issues matter, the conversation starts here. From politics to the economy, from social justice to national development, nothing is off the table. Weekdays, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m., Davey Marie brings you the Morning Rumble on Freedom 106.5 FM. Hard-hitting topics, informative, credible guests, experts who don't just talk, they break it down. If you want clarity, accountability, and real discussion on the issues shaping your day and your country, there's only one place to be. The Morning Rumble, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. on Freedom 106.5 FM. Speak your mind.
Get the story first. Want to know what's happening in news, sports, or crime? Get the CNC3 app. As the story breaks, CNC3 is there giving you the story first on your mobile device. Be connected to the most trusted and reliable news source, CNC3. Access your world with just a tap. The CNC3 app. Download it today.
The Healthy Mind Foundation presents
the inaugural Women's Health Conference and Exhibition Sunday, 8th March 2026 at the Archivores Banquet Hall, San Fernando. Tune in to into Freedom 106 FM live coverage for and follow on social media for updates. This event is sponsored by Archivos Banquet Hall, Southern Supplies Limited, and the official media partner, Guardian Media Limited. Kyrie ain't easy. Kyrie ain't easy, boy. If I do not say I enjoy Friday evening with you, I'll have to go and repent. And I enjoy the discussion, and there's some headlines I want to run through with you guys. But I think there's a voice note. Doctor, give me the voice note. Like, did I give me 2 words here?
Yeah, Mr. Commented.
Yeah.
I heard somebody say on the earlier program, they took away corporal punishment from school.
Corporal
so punishment. So the man wanted to even take it away from home too, which was a big statement.
Yeah, I heard that, yeah.
Person made.
Corporal punishment.
You understand that?
Yeah.
Later.
Yeah, man, respect. Kyrie, that caller sound familiar. What's his name?
That's Ricky.
Ricky?
Yeah, I like Ricky.
Your neighbor?
Yeah, I'm a neighbor. Right, Ricky live in Maloney, you know, but he want to tell me where you live in. Yeah.
We know where you live in. That is very important.
That's me. I've taken off my mic.
Yeah. All right. Another headline before we go was the fact that Trinidad and Tobago football team, senior football team, men's, we do have a head coach again. Dwight York would have resigned, but the TTFA said that they came to amicable terms. And I mean, it's crazy, but for far too long that we just take coaches, drop them off, take coaches, drop them off, and then wonder why the boys not performing. That's something else we'll talk about probably next week. And then today, we want to wish the PM all the best on her trip to the US. According to the government, they want to actually see that energy talks and security talks are successful. I mean, I am not a big supporter of the government, but I love my country, and therefore I wish those talks all the best. Because if oil is on the agenda and it works out for us, it means a better economy for us. If security is on the agenda and we secure our borders, I am for that too. And I say that with my chest in my shirt. And of course, now you looked at you saw our next headline this week. Sturge requests more U.S. military assets in the fight against crime. So you're seeing some efforts there. While you know SOE is not a crime fighting plan, I repeat that it is not. You're seeing there are some efforts in terms of reaching out to the US to get some new assets to at least help. And I hope it happens in real, real time. So ladies and gentlemen, I mean, as the time comes down, you could catch me here next week at 6 p.m. on a Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Hopefully Kyrie talk to them so I can get more of us to talk to all because all are amazing people. I love the fact we could agree and disagree at the same time. You know, that's what conversation and good debate is about. Not like today where we saw the opposition had to walk out because Parliament ends short today, no, Kyrie? Yeah. Yeah, it ends short today, walk out. Check out the media, they cover it. They don't miss. But, correct is right. Check me out next week, guys. It has been a pleasure. I love freedom. Freedom gives me freedom. Kyrie, remember to abort the mission. Big up, Pulik. Big up, everybody who's listening. Willie, Ricky, Sabasa Trace, Fast Track. Oh, yeah. I can talk about a little meeting. You know, meeting are going. Don't worry yourself. For those who know, no one meeting are going. It has been nice. Stay tuned for the news, the major news broadcast at 7 p.m. by CNC3. Oh, yeah. We gone.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5. 106.5.